First of all, it's nice to see you, Coach.
Well, nice seeing you, Gab.
You know, what were your thoughts on the game tonight?
I thought at times we played very well. We took advantage of a couple things we thought we could, and Nate executed the way we thought he would.
Yeah, I mean, you guys started off the first quarter hot. I mean, you guys came out and you guys just showed up, it seems.
Yeah, there's a couple wrinkles we saw that we thought we could take advantage of, and we tried to right away. And, you know, I on the one interception for Nate that he did throw, that was my bad. So I thought I saw something, and Marquette adjusted.
Yeah, well, how was your line tonight? You know, me being a lineman, I got to ask, how was your line tonight?
You don't even have to ask. You saw what we did at opening of the second half. I challenged them, and we turned it into some old-fashioned power football, and I'm really damn proud of them kids.
Yeah, I mean, the plays were just awesome tonight. And
base plays, they just came off the ball, and they wanted it more.
Yeah, I mean, it showed tonight, too. So, you know, so what do you think for next week heading into Nagani?
You know, you're playing the best program, one of the best programs in the UP. You know, everyone strives to be a Nagani-type program where they're in the playoffs year in and year out. So, you know, it's a program you want to play. It tests you. It sees where you're at. And the better team will come out. And, you know, hopefully we can get her done.
Yeah, you know, like losing, you know, kids like Cole Pucci and all that, you know, you guys have, like, Solace, though, filling in. So, you know, you think he's going to be able to fill in for that?
Oh, I have no doubt. You know, Austin's going to give us what he can give us. You know, and he's not Cole, obviously, you know, and you know, losing you and even out on the other side, big
chance.
Yeah, you know, and it happens, though. It's high school football, and next kid came up. Wyatt Cole stepped in today, and the giant Aaron Hughes.
Big Hughes,
They played their butts off. I'm very proud of them.
Yeah, I mean, they were all hustling on the field tonight, and I thought they played really well. But, yeah, I mean, do you have any other thoughts on the game, how you guys played?
How about Aaron Hughes leading Nate into the end zone on that interception?
Yeah, the interception. He was there the whole time. You see that? He kept up with him.
6'5", 240 pounds, and he's busting his tail, playing both ways. And that was, third quarter? Whatever it was,
yeah,
I can't
remember.
Yeah,
that was the third quarter. And that was from the 38-yard line that ball got thrown.
He's a man-child.
Yeah, I'll tell you, there's some heart on that kid, too. He worked his butt off in the offseason. I saw him at the gym all the time.
Yeah, we had a lot of them. We had a really good group this summer, and they were our leaders tonight, and the kids followed. So, pretty proud of this team.
That's awesome, Coach. Well, you have any shout-outs tonight?
Well, I'm proud of the kids. I want to make sure they know I appreciate how hard they work. And the fans that showed, you know, we could hear them. The support is awesome. And then last and least, to all the wives, but especially my wife, Crystal, and my daughter, you know, it takes a lot of time away from the family. They let us go out here and be little kids, you know, basically for the whole week, and then it goes all the way into November. So.
Oh yeah, but you know you love it though, don't you?
It's been a long time, and you know, and I still enjoy it. You know, I still get nervous. And I told the kids when I'm done getting nervous, then it's time to let somebody else coach.
Well, that's awesome, Coach. Well, hey, thanks for talking to me tonight.
Nice seeing you.
Nice
Thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.